Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Levy reaches second base with a double. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grubb for a passed ball. Shult moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shult moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Shult scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Blue reaches second base with a double. Watwood scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-1 in the game. Self is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Jolly scores. Blue scores. Cecil moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-2 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Watwood goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burns bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Goslin bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schult pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Cooney now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Blue moves to third. Self moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Self scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.